it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dean Trevor Harris taking you up until 8 o'clock this evening. Glad you could be with us on a Monday, big Monday for football of all types. We talked about high school a little bit, dipped into USF and Miami, but one other school that we need to talk about, and that's been the most successful program over the last 3 years, at least in the state of Florida. That is Kaiser University head coach Miles Russ. He's kind enough to join us. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time and starting things off 1-0 with the home opener coming up this week against Bethel. You guys got to feel a little bit good coming into this home opener after a big win against Indiana Wesleyan.
Yeah, absolutely. It definitely was a blessing to be able to go up to Indiana, get a big top 10 win for our first game. And that's something that we always have done when we started the program. We wanted to really see what we have early on. Was able to, you know, compete with a really good team, was able to battle through some adversity, being away from home, and that makes it even better. So, you know, it really kind of makes you kind of understand what kind of team you're going to have and how we can move forward and be ready to go for our home opener this Saturday at 3 against Bethel.
Yeah, and not only that, you have an opportunity. I mean, you're the number 2 ranked team in the country, which is fine. I mean, the target's still on you, whether you're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, so it doesn't really matter. But the kids are used to that. I mean, you guys have been in a position, especially being in the, you know, in the NAIA championship game the last 3 years. What about this team? I mean, because I know that, you know, I saw you a bunch during the summer. We talked a little bit about the program and some of the kids that you have. You returned quite a few kids, but you know as well as I do, it's just this day and age of football, you never really know what you got coming back because these kids could all of a sudden get an offer from, you know, FAU or one of these programs, and obviously you can't blame them. Obviously, it's a step up in their career, but talk about what you guys got this year, because I think you have some veterans, but you also have some young kids that are going to step in.
No, I think that's what it's about. College football is so different now. You're going to have a brand new team every year. It is what it is. You know, we've been blessed to have recruit some really good players, been able to develop them and make the best out of what they can do for us. And they have gone on and doing some great things out there. You know, we have so many guys at the FBS level, FCS level, that help build the foundation. And it was part of those 3 consecutive national championship appearances. So now, you know, getting these new guys and teaching them our culture, teaching them the standard that we have, teaching them just how to be consistent and how everything rolls together in terms of the discipline, how the locker room looks, how to go to class, how to, you know, talk to teachers, talk to people, just the whole deal. That's part of who we are as a program. And and then also really pushing it on the few guys that we do have coming back, to make sure that they continue to uphold the standard that we have worked hard to build. So I'm really excited for the team. You know, I think, you know, that first game kind of allowed me to really kind of see what we might have. But as you can ask all our players, I'm one of those, you know, how can we get better? You know, what are we going to do differently to get ourselves back to that national championship game and hopefully get over that hump and all the things that lead up to it. So we preach process is greater than results. So really focusing on the process of what we can do to put ourselves in position to win games and find those different ways to do so and really be consistent within each week.
Yeah, and not only that, you got a chance to see, you know, a kid like Jaden Miller scored four times in the first game, a kid that's really a big-time kid. I've had an opportunity to watch him since the ninth grade, here in South Florida when he was out South Dade, a guy that kind of clinched it for you with a long run, in the fourth quarter, 70 yards or so to win the game. But you find out that you have players like that. You also, find out that you have some – you know, like the Shea Spencers, who comes back with a lot of experience at quarterback. What about the defense? I mean, because obviously we know that your first opponent was one of the top scoring teams in the country last year. So you knew you were going to be in for a fight, you know, no matter, you know, which way you looked at it. But talk about this defense and, you know, what you expect out of the defense, especially, you know, coming up this week.
Yeah, so, you know, I think it starts with the guys up front. One of our top guys that we were able to bring back is Tyler Logo. He was one of the top NAIA players defensively in the country last year. Did a great job for us. And him coming back really solidifies us up front. We want to run the football. We want to stop the run. And it starts with the guys up front. And then just like we talk about with Jaden Miller, we have a lot of guys on defense that have been part of the program, but now is their time to take that next step. You know, they've been on special teams. They were in a rotation to being the, you know, the second string guys last year, but now they're the guy. And I think that's what it's about, and I'm so proud of our program of how we're able to develop guys, and especially the guys that believe within the process and the standard that we have, understanding, hey, you know, I might have a guy in front of me, but I'm going to continue to get better, learn from what he's doing, and then when my time comes, I'm going to make the best out of it. And I think that says a lot about our defense, because that's a lot of what our defense is about. Obviously, we brought in some new guys as well, but if you look at our DB room, you know, that's full of guys that, you know, don't have that much experience, definitely not starting anyway. And then down to our linebackers as well, Eli Bertrand, that has 17 tackles and was a player of the week in the conference and different things like that. That was his first time starting. That's what it's about, of really those guys taking advantage of the opportunity and just showing even the young guys just to stand with it, you know, being a part of the process, staying with it, continue to get better, and then we have the opportunity to make the best out of it. So I'm really excited about the entire team, but we have a lot of those examples on defense.
Yeah, no doubt. Bethel University out of Tennessee, that's coming up on Saturday. 3 o'clock kickoff on campus at Kaiser University. Coach, I can't thank you enough for stopping by. We'll talk to you plenty during the year. Best of luck. Try to get to one of the games like last year to check you guys out. Again, you're doing a great job, and I love coming up during the summer. You saw me a bunch during the summer. I love coming up there, and it's a lot of fun. And again, best of luck this week. Hope you have a great crowd and bring home that W.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Good stuff. Coach Miles Russ, head coach at Kaiser. We'll end hour number one. Don't go away. We have some really good guests coming your way right after this.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.